Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Vav in Maseches Erevin. After wrapping up some Agadita, the Gemara is going to be discussing some complicated astronomy that is going to relate to the Tkufos of the four seasons of the year, according to the way Chazal understood it. This Gemara is full of references to both astronomy and astrology. And then, it doesn't get easier on Nun Vav Amud Beis. On Nun Vav Amud Beis, we're going to be discussing the calculations of the Tchum that we had mentioned in our Mishnah, that you box out the Tchum, and the Tchum actually becomes larger than the first glance technical 2,000 Amos. We're continuing to learn this over Zoom. Tkufas Corona has continued into Sukkot, Tufshin, Pei Aleph, but the daf marches on. We had beautiful Agadita a couple days ago, and now we have this challenging daf. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, on Nun Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Ir She'ein Ba Yerek Ein Tam L'Chachem Rashoi L'Dor Ba. Vegetables are a good thing, says Rav Huna. Any city that doesn't have vegetables, the Talmud Chacham shouldn't live there. Rashi explains that vegetables are good for a person, they're cheap, and you're able to focus on Torah, in contrast to focusing on all the indulgences of meat and sweets. Lim Memra, the Yerik Ma'alia, says Gemara, are vegetables really good? V'atanya shloshim arbin es hazevel, v'kofifin es hakoma. There are three things that increase a person's excrement, and they cause his posture to stoop. V'noitlin echad mechamish m'marayinav shel adam, and take away 1/500th of a person's eyesight, so they're not so good. V'eluhein, what are those three things? Pas kiber, coarse bread, v'sheichar, chadash, and fresh beer, v'yarak, as well as vegetables. So we see that vegetables are not a good thing. And for Tehillim Gemara, in the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, like Kasha, habetumi v'karsi, we're talking about a garlic and a leek. Now there are two different positions within Rashi, whether garlic and leek are bad or good. The Gemara is going to say that garlic and leek is one thing, habishar yarki, and then there's the rest of the vegetables. So Rashi heard from his Rabbeim that the garlic and leek are not good. However, Rashi goes on to say that the halacha is that he believes that it's actually good. Lo kasha habitumi karsi habishar kidisanya, shum yerek karshin chetzi yerek, near it's known, near a samchaim. If a radish appears, a medicine has appeared. So shum yerek is good, but and karshin is considered a chatzi yerek. It's only half healthful, but if we're talking about radishes, so then that's not as good. So Bryce is going to show that garlic is has shown that garlic is healthful. Says the Gemara of Atanya, but didn't we learn near it's known, near a sam hamavis? The Brisa earlier had said that if a radish appears, it's as if medicine has appeared. Here we say that poison has appeared. Loikasha, says the Gemara, there are two parts of the radish. Kamba olim, the second Brisa refers to leaves of a radish plant which are not helpful. Kambi imos, mimos means the roots. The roots of the radish are helpful. And kambi imos achama, when are the roots helpful? They're only helpful in the summer months. Kami mosag shamim, but during the winter months, then they're also not helpful. Continuing on, the Gemara talks about healthy things versus not healthy things. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, kol ir sheyesh bo maglos umayrados, adam ubehema sheba meisim b'chetzi yomeim. That if you have a city that has steep ascents and descents, so then in such a case, people don't live as long as they should. They get worn out by those ups and those downs. Rabbi Yamin and I walk down all the way to Mishkafayim, so we have to be careful not to take the steepest walk. The Gemara asks, Mason Salkadaitla, does it occur to you they actually die early? Ela'ema maskinim b'chatzimim. Rather, they age halfway through the years. In other words, they age more quickly. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, Hani Molisa Devei Biri U'Devei Norish Haskanon. There were two steep roads in Bavel, between the cities of Biri and Nirish. So he says that it caused him, Rav Huna says that it caused him to age quickly. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we begin the analysis of making a tchum, which is going to quickly take us into astronomy and to astrology. Says the Gemara, we learned on the Braisa on Daf Nun Hey that the boundaries of a round town are configured as a square. So the Gemara now says, how exactly do you calculate the square? Tana Rabbanan, Bal de Rabba, when the surveyor comes to draw the square of the city, Mirabba Biruba Ha'olam. So of course we've learned on Daf Nun Hey that if the city isn't equal square, you square around the city. But the question that becomes is, how exactly do you draw that square? What's your starting point? So what is it? So the Gemara says, you draw the square that the top of the square corresponds to the north of the world, the bottom of the square corresponds to the south. Nosin tzvona tzvona olam, udrama ledrama olam. V'simanecha, and if you want a simin, so here we begin to the simanim of astrology. And that is Egla Batsafon Va'akrav Bidara. The Agala, the calf, is in the north, and the scorpion is in the south. Now this, of course, is astrology, and the calf is referred to in astrology. Chazal also have what's referred to in astrology today, the different signs that of different periods of time. The calf is referred to as Taurus, which is always north of the celestial equator, while there is the scorpion is always south of all the constellations of the zodiac. So that is the reference. The reference over here is that which is north and that which is south. Okay. Now, that's one way of measuring it, but that's assuming that you know where the calf is and you know where the scorpion is. But what if you don't know where it is? So, the Braisa, we have another method. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, im eini yodea l'rabba biribua shel olam, if you don't know how to align the square, so then, mirabba kimin hatkufa, there's a way to do it by calculating the seasons. By making a cheshbon of where the sun is in different seasons, then you could calculate where north and south is. Ketzad, how's this done? Chama yotza biyom aruch v'shokas biyom aruch. We could calculate from the day where the sun rises on the longest day and when the sun sets on the longest day. Zehu pnei tzafon. That is on a northern side. Now, in a day in the summer solstice, where the day is longest, so then the sun actually sets further north. Now, it's not entirely north. We all know that the sun sets in the rises in the east and sets in the west, but what we mean is it's going to be further to the north in the west. So what we would call the northwest. So that, today I'm using an art scroll Gemara. It's the first diagram on, in the art scroll 56A2. So there you'll see that the sun sets further north. Okay. Chame yotze biyom katzer v'shokas biyom katzer, zel pnei darim. But the opposite is true on the shortest day of the year, in the winter solstice. So then, the sun sets further south. Now, why is that so? The arc of the sun is higher in the summer than it is during the winter. Hence, it is further north when it sets. The Gemara continues, Tkufas Nisan utkufas Tishrei, Chama yotza bechetzi mizrach, v'shochas bechetzi ma'ariv. But in the equinox of Tishrei, so then it sets and rises in the middle. Shenemar. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Koheles, "Hailech el darom v'soyvev el tzafon." that it travels towards the south and circles towards the north. What does that mean? It travels towards the south. Holech al darum bayom. It travels towards the south during the day. Vesovev safon balayla. And it turns towards the north during at night. And the pasuk continues. Sovev sovev holech aruch. It goes around, circling, traversing the direction of the horizon. Elu pnei mizrach upnei marav. Pahamim malachdan. There are times that the sun goes over them. Upa'amim misavoftan. And at times it passes them during the night. In other words, does the sun pass over that horizon, or does it actually pass it when it's already disappeared? That depends on whether it's the summer or whether it's the winter. If it's the summer, then it'll pass it over with the larger arc. If it's the winter, so then it won't pass it with the larger arc in the heavens. It will actually pass that area of the horizon already when it's dipped below the earth. Rav Misharshia actually rejects this. Amar Rav Misharshia, listen to Lahani Klali. These rules are not correct. Desanya, lo yatsa chama me'ola mikerem mizrachis sifonis. The sun never rose in the eastern northern corner. Vishaka bekerem ma'aravet sifonis. V'lo yatsa chama mikerem mizrachis dromis. Vishaka bekerem ma'aravet dromis. Even in summer, the sun always rises and sets south of true northeast and northwest. Similarly, in winter, the sun always rises and sets north of true southeast and southwest. Thus, even in winter, the sun crosses a good part of the area at the eastern and western horizons during the day. So, Rav Misharshia says that would not be a good way of making the cheshbon. So, ultimately, the Gemara entirely rejects this cheshbon that was made. The Gemara now continues with a statement of Shmuel. Now this statement of Shmuel, once we've begun discussing the astronomy, the Gemara begins to give another discussion of Tkufas Nisan, and this to this day is known as Tkufas Shmuel. Shmuel's Cheshbonos, over here, an Erev and Daf Nun Vav, are ones that we use entirely. Now, in order to understand Tkufas Shmuel, we know that the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours long. If we divide them into four seasons, which is what we've done up until now, Tkufas Nisan, etc., etc., so then each season will be 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay, so if a particular season were to begin at nightfall of the fourth day of the week, the following season would begin 13 weeks later, 7.5 hours into the night, and you would calculate which day that is. The third season would be 13 weeks later, which would begin 15 hours into that fourth day. The fourth season would begin 13 weeks later, 10.5 hours into that day. Okay, so you have these four tkufos, with each one separated by 91 days and 7.5 hours. So therefore, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught, Ein tkufas nisan nofelas. The Nisan, the spring equinox, does not fall. Ela ba'arba rive hayom. Except at the four quarter points of the day. O betchilas hayom. Either it's going to be at the beginning of the day. O betchilas halayla. Or at the beginning of the night. O machzi hayom, o machzi halayla. It will always fall at that time. Ve'ein tkufas tamuz nofeles. And then if you are making the cheshbon of 91 days, so same would apply with Tammuz. Ela o ba'achas u'mechza, o b'sheva u'mechza, either at 1.5 or 7.5 hours into the day, bein bayom, bein b'layla, vein tkufas tishrei nofelas, and the equinox of tishrei doesn't fall, ela o b'shol shos, o b'teisha shos, bein bayom, bein b'layla. This is all based on just simply doing a cheshbon of going from 91 days and 7.5 hours with the sun being created on a Wednesday. Tkufa ve'ain tkufas tevis nofelas, and the tevis season will fall out. Ella o barbo mechza o baser mechza, either 4.5 or 10.5 hours. Bein b'yom bein b'layla ve'ain bein tkufa l'tkufa el tishim ve'echad yom v'sheva shosu mechza. Based on the fact that, as we said, there's 91 days and 7.5 hours between, so therefore you just make the cheshbon by doing adding 91.5, and what will emerge is what we had said. Ve'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Ein lecha tkufas nifason shenofeles betzedek. It has not happened that Nisan would fall in the hour of Jupiter. Tzedek is the hour of Jupiter. Jupiter. What is this? So this is what we're referring to. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Thank you. Ve'ein tkufa moshechas michaverta elechatzisha. And from the beginning of one season to the next, the cycle changes by only a half an hour. There's only a half hour that is changing. Since the cycle of the seven moving stars repeat itself endlessly, and since each season begins 7.5 hours later than the previous one, like we saw 91 plus 7.5, in effect begins half a moving star later than the previous one. Thus, for example, if the previous season began with the hour of Mercury, the following season begins halfway through the hour of Mercury. Because you have seven hours, but not seven flat hours, 7.5. So the cycle is going to be dependent on each one of the planets, and therefore it's going to go a half hour into that period. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel taught, in regards to our reference to the moving star, so over here, we have the Shiva Kochvei Leches, the seven moving heavenly bodies, and they correspond to the planets as we know them today. Kochav is Mercury, Levana is the moon, Shapsi is Saturn, Tzedek is Jupiter, Ma'adim is Mars, Chama is the sun, Noga is Venus. Interestingly, there are two of the planets, three. The three planets that have been identified today that Chazal did not speak about because they weren't visible by the naked eye: Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But in general, you have these seven stars, and each one of these stars was understood that they corresponded to the times of the different tkufa. In other words, that Chazal taught that each of these seven serves in a different hour of the day, following one another in a continuous cycle in the sequence given, beginning with the first hour of the week. And that's what we made reference to before, that since it's not 7 hours flat, but 7.5, so in the first hour after Shabbos ends, Mercury serves, followed by the moon in the second hour, Saturn in the third, and etc., etc. So in the seventh hour, Venus serves, but we learned that you have not seven flat hours, 7.5. So that's why we had seen, the Gemara had said, Ein tkufa moshechas chaverta elechatzisha, that from the beginning of one season to the next, the celestial body changes by only a half an hour. So Shmuel now went on, and he continues to say something about what happens if Jupiter falls out in Tkufas Nisan. He says, Ein lecha tkufas Nisan shenofeles betzedek. It does not happen that the Nisan equinox should fall in the hour of Jupiter, and if it does, she'ena mishaberes ha'ilanos, it causes the trees to become ruined. In other words, there's something bad about it falling in the time of Jupiter. Ve'en lecha tkuvas tells shenofels betzedek, and also if it fell out Jupiter on the moment of tkufas teves, she'ena miyapshim es hazran, that it causes the seeds to dry out. But this is true, provided that the moon of the month makes its new appearance during the hour of either the moon or Jupiter. Now, most Mefarshim don't know exactly why this is so. In fact, this whole explanation of understanding these celestial planets as going through the time that we just described, the first hour after Shabbos ends, Mercury serves, then followed by the moon, etc., etc. Rashi quotes this in the name of Reb Shapsi Ditzlo, four lines from the bottom. So the later Achronim point out that this is the only Mekar we have in this idea, But it seems that's how Rashi understood the Gemara. Otherwise, there's no understanding. But to this day, we don't know exactly what this means, that these planets correspond to a particular time. And then the next thing that the Gemara says, that if Jupiter would correspond to the equinox of Tkufas Nisan, then it would be Mishaber Seilanos. We don't know exactly what that means. Okay, we now go on to Amud Beis. Now we begin a new challenge. This one becomes a challenge of mathematics and a little bit of geometry. Tana Rabbanan, Hamirabeya Es Ha'ir. If someone wants to square the city, and remember that we learned already in previous Mishnayos that when you measure 2,000 amas, you don't measure by the end of a particular part of the city, but rather, if the city goes out, let's say another 500 feet, with one house, so then in such a case, the entire city is extended that 500 feet. And what we do is we square off the city. So how do we square off the city? Tana Rabbanan. So we already mentioned, of course, that we do the squaring off north to south. Now the Gemara says, I want to calculate mathematically how many amos you're going to get. Hamarabeya Seir. If you're squaring off the city, Oisa Oisa Kimin Tavla Murubas, you make a square around it. V'chozer Umarabeya Esatchumin, V'osin Osa Kimin Tavla Mirubas. He then, after he makes it like a square tablet, he then is Mirabeya the Tchum and makes them also a square tablet. In other words, there are two things that are going to happen. What's going to happen is, number one, if you have a city that's in a circle, you make a square around it. Then when it comes to the tchum, so you cheshbon 2,000 amos out in every direction. So once you've cheshbon 2,000 amos out in every direction, so you have, as you see in your diagrams, you have five squares. You have the middle square, and then a square in every direction, 2,000. Then you make another square around those squares, as the diagram indicates. You then make a square around the four squares on the periphery. You don't simply square it off by measuring a diagonal line from the corner of the first square, because you're going to lose the corners. We're going to explain in the Gemara what it means to lose the corners. But what rather you do is you make a square around those four squares. So if you take a look in the Art Scroll edition that I'm using, you'll see that, and everybody will have this, whatever edition you're using, you have the actual city, which is a circle. Then it's surrounded by a square. You have four squares that protrude from that, each one 2,000 amos. But then you're going to have, in the corners, four more squares. Those four more squares are when you box off that tchum. So that's how you make it. Umeiniach, the Gemara so therefore says, El mevi tavla merubashi alpaimama, alapaimama. So you calculate the length of the diagonal. He brings another square tablet, umenicha bekeren ba'alachsona, and he places it at the corner with its diagonal. In other words, you put those four squares into a square. And now, the Gemara then begins to calculate how many amos you're going to have. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'hakol nihyeh bedvarav. Says the Gemara, nimtzeis ha'ir mistakeret. In this manner, the city will end up gaining arba meo amos lekan va'arba meo amos lekan. 400 amos here and 400 amos in each corner. You're going to end up getting 400 amos extra in each corner. Mimsa tchumin mistakrin. So will come out is that the tchum area will have found to have gained hey mea amos lekan u'shmona mea amos lekan. 500 amos in one direction, and, excuse me, Ches Meos Amos Lekan, Ushmona Meos Amos Lekan, 800 Amos in one direction, and 800 Amos in this direction. Mimsa Yerva Tchum Mistakrin, Elef Umasayim Lekan, Ve'elef Umasayim Ulekan. So, you gained by adding to the circle, and then, not only did you gain by adding to the circle, you also gained by adding every single corner. Now, Abaye fleshes this out a little bit more, and Abaye brings this out in a slightly different case. Amar Abaye, u'mishkachas lo b'masad havi trei alpi, atrei alpi. You find this to be true, what we just said, in a circular city, which is 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. We're talking about a city which is 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, and it has a diameter of 2,000 amas, in such a city there will be a gain of precisely 400 amas in each corner as a result of squaring the city's boundaries. If, however, it was not a circle, so then in such a case, the cheshbin would be different. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to bring another example of where we have something which has a similar measurement as a tchum, and that's by the Ir Migrash of the Arei Levim. And the Gemara is also going to point out that we do the same type of thing of Mirubas, and that cheshbon of Mirubas is similar to tchumin that we saw as well. Tanya, Amar Belazar B'Reb Yosi, Tchum Arei Levim Alpayim Ama, the boundary of the Arei Levim is also 2,000 Amas. However, here we have an interesting nuance. Tzeimehen Elef Ama Migrash. We know the Torah Kedoshah says that you're supposed to leave open an area that is an area of Migrash. What does the Torah say? Mikir Oyer V'chutza Elef Ama Saviv. The open area of the cities that you give should be from the wall of the city outwards 1,000 Amos. Okay. So now, we're going to have like this. We're going to have a Tchum of 2,000, but 1,000 of it is going to be Migrash. Nimtza, and the Brisa mysteriously says, Migrash Revia, that the open area will come out to be 1/4. And the rest of the tchum of that extra 2,000 amos outside of the Arei Halevim is going to be fields and vineyards. But the Gemara says that is hard to understand. In a moment, the Gemara is going to say, if the half of it is 1,000, so if then in such a case, half 2,000 is 1,000, so then it shouldn't be half of it, it shouldn't be a quarter of it is the Migrash, it should be the half of it is the Migrash. But the Gemara, before it asks that, just gives us the pasuk. V'no aminili, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Mikir Oyer V'chutza Elef Amosav. Amar Taira, Sav Sibe V'Esayir Be'Elef. Surround the city with a strip which is 1,000 Amos wide. Okay. Now the Gemara challenges the math. Says the Gemara, Nimtza Migrash Revia. The Brisa said that the open air will be a fourth. Revia? Paldahav. It's not a fourth. It's a half. Answers the Gemara. Rava needed the help of Barada. He needed the help of a surveyor who explained to him how it works. Amar Rava, Barada Mishcha Azbarali. He explained to me, Mishkaches la b'masa dahavya tre alfe a tre alfi. This will work, this calculation, that the Migrash will be a quarter if we're talking about a city that is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. The Tchum areas, then, of the city would extend 2,000 amas in each direction. So the full area would be a square measuring 6,000 amas by 6,000 amas. Here, thanks to the art scroll, 36 million square amas. 6,000 amas, 36 million square amas. Okay. Now the Gemara explains the cheshbon. Tchum kamahavia shitzar. So how large are the four tchum areas? They themselves are 16, but 16 here means 16 million square amas. Kronos kamehavian, shitzar. And the corners are also 16. Why? Because if you make the cheshma the tchum, you have four boxes going out. But remember, we make a larger box around all of those four boxes. So you have the 4,000 going out, the 2,000, excuse me, going out on every side. And then in each one of them, you have that empty corner, as you see in the drawing. Okay. So you have also, each one of them was 16 million square amos of the tchum. And then you added another 16 million square amos of the tchum. Okay. Dal, tamnia tchumin. Subtract from the 8 million square, subtract from this, 8 million square amos of the tchum area designated as open area. So we want a cheshbin, how much of it was the migrash. So you take away 8 million. Why do you take away 8 million? Because we said half of it is for the migrash. Va'arba dekranos. And also take away the corner areas of opening area. Kamahave. So what is the corner's area? That's tresar. That's going to be 12 million square amos. So nimsa. So if you make the cheshbin, migrash revia, then ena chanami. The migrash is actually going to be a revia, is going to be a corner. Here you see it spelled out in your diagrams. You have the city, then you have a smaller box of the migrash, which comes out to 1,200 square amos, and then you have around it the rest of the tchum. So the Gemara says, really? Nimtza migrash revia? Tfei mitzilsaninu. It's a more of a than a third of the 32 million square amos. Because if you're going to make a cheshbon, it's 12 million. So you have 12 million. Then that's more than a third of the 32 million square amos that we saw before. Because we saw that we saw that the tchum was 16 million. And the corners are another 16 million, which equals to 32. And we made a cheshbon that the migrash, which came out to 12 million. So 12 million goes into 32, not a quarter. It's more than a third. Tfei mitosaninu, says the Gemara. I see arbo demasa shadi alayu. Take 4 million square amos of the city and add them to the 32 million. The total area of the Are Levim is actually 36 million square amos. Because the actual city itself is 2,000 by 2,000, which is 4 million square amos. The Gemara then questions this. Akati til sahavi. So now you got it up to 36, which is exactly one-third, not one-fourth. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about a different type of city. Mi savrit beribua kamar? Do you think the price is talking about a square city? Bi gula kamar. It's talking about a circular city with a diameter of 2,000 amos. So then in such a case, you have more area before you get to the migrash, because you're going to have to box the circle. Kamar ribua yosar igula. How much larger is the area of a square than the circle? Revia, one-fourth. That's part of the rules of pi. So that's a fourth. So dal revia minai. So you have to subtract one-fourth from it. In other words, take away the 12 million, a fourth of the 12 million squares that we had originally assigned to the open area. Pashut, tlisha. So then you're left with 9. Vitlisha, mitasim, vishisin, revai, havai. And 9 million squares is one quarter of 36 million squares. Whoa, okay, b'siyata d'shmaya. We did the cheshbon of this Gemara, and we're still standing. May we be zocha to continue to understand this more and more and more. This b'siyata d'shmaya concludes Daf Nun Vav in Maseches Erevin.